Welcome to today's businessradio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, the host of the program that airs both on air as well as online and on demand. We have developed a business reference library of interviews with experienced business advisors to help you build enterprise value, improve profitability, control expenses, and formulate a plan for your eventual exit strategy. In other words, we help you maximize the value of your business. Today's guest is Michael Lasky, who is a registered patent and trademark attorney and an internationally recognized speaker on the topic of building stronger and more valuable companies, including exit strategies for privately held businesses. He is the founder of Altera Law Group, an intellectual property law firm in Minneapolis and Atlanta. He is also a graduate of the University of Minnesota and Syracuse Universities and a published author. This is the last of a three-part series of podcasts that will help you understand how to position your company's intellectual property to make your company far more valuable for your future sale and avoid a likely train wreck. As you'll recall, in the first two podcasts, we talked about getting your story right and your strategic positioning, and we talked about building brands which support your story. And now in this third podcast, we're talking about converting brands into legally ownable and transferable assets. Welcome back to the program, Mr. Lasky.
Thank you, Tom.
We're finally getting to the meat of the matter here. When it comes time to sell a company, have we done the right things so that we've got ownership and we can finally convert reputation that can be sold? How do we do it? Where do we start?
Well, I like to think it's the meat of the matter because that's what I do primarily as a patent and trademark attorney. But to be honest, if you haven't done steps one and two, you're going to have, butter trying to be attached to the side of a refrigerator. It's just going to fall off. Brands are not just trademark registrations. They are the accumulation of the reputation of the company, and it has to be a consistent message from your company. But let's assume you've done everything right, and we're down to the last step. We've picked a really good brand. It's strong. The message behind it is clear. We've been doing it for years, or as long as we can, and now we need to make it something that the buyer is going to want to buy and will feel comfortable that they've acquired the asset. With real estate, they get a deed. With brands, the best you can give them is a trademark registration. And it's a pretty good deal. So here's how it works. First of all, most companies think that they already own their brand because it's their company name and they registered it with the Secretary of State of whatever state. Or they have the .com for that name, and that should do it. Well, it turns out that neither of those can trump a trademark registration. In fact, if you have the .com for Starbucks.com and Starbucks has a trademark registration, they're going to be able to take it away from you for free. They don't have to pay you anything at all. So the .com doesn't give you much at all. You've got to have the underlying trademark registration, which converts the brand into a titleable property. Likewise, the Secretary of State registration gives you absolutely nothing. It just means you can operate your company under that name, but you might not actually have the legal right to do so. You just have the right to pay your taxes under that name. Quite surprising.
Well, let me get this straight now.
Okay.
Business owners been out there building businesses sometimes 10, 20, 30 years. They incorporated, they locked up the name, they've been reporting under that, filing taxes under that. They went out and created a website, they registered a domain name, they paid a fee to have all of that. Hopefully, they've got the name and the story right so that their customers and potential customers know who they are and they've got a brand. And now they're coming up to the time where they say, in a few years now, I'm going to have to sell this thing. You're suggesting we need to take a look at everything to make sure that they've got an intangible asset that's transferable and they might not have it?
That's right. By virtue of their use of the trademark, they will create a common law trademark right. But it's not a national right, and it may be subservient to somebody with a national right. Let's suppose we go through that process that you just mentioned. They've done all the things right, except they never registered their trademark with the Federal Trademark Office. They show up at that office and they find somebody else has registered before them, and they've had it for more than 5 years. They can never register it. They're stuck. And in due diligence, the attorney for the buyer is going to mention this. By the way, we think your brand's very good and we're really glad to have it, and we expect to expand it to other states, but we've encountered a problem. There's a prior owner of your trademark prior to you has a registration or prior use, and we can't expand, and we're not even sure we can legally use it where we are. That's quite a shock, and I get that all the time.
So the buyer's perception, real or imagined, is that that asset is not as valuable as it might be if you had properly registered it.
Well, it's quite real, and very often it results in either the sale won't go through or the sale is going to be for less money because it's not going to be a transferable asset. I mean, we get your business all right, but what if we have to change the name of it the next day? This is not a completely surprising event. If you've ever driven along Loring Park years ago, there was a little business called the Amazon Bookstore. It started in the 70s, had a national reputation, it was before the internet. And somewhere in the late 80s, early 90s, the Amazon Bookstore wrote a letter to Amazon.com and said, you know, we really enjoyed what you've done with our brand, and quite frankly, we're ready to have it back. Well, I can tell you that somebody in Seattle was really upset that day.
I'll bet they were.
And, you know, the options were, hey, Amazon Bookstore or Amazon.com, you're welcome to continue to sell books over the internet, but you'll just have to do it under another name tomorrow. So Quark.com will be just fine, and we'll take our name back. Well,
the mouse that roared.
Yeah, and the result was that the little bookstore in Minneapolis, they obtained a very favorable settlement.
Got a few dollars.
And they're still running as Amazon Bookstore. So it can happen to everyone. Even the big guys sometimes make the mistake.
So what are the steps a business owner has to take to make sure that they have transferable assets?
All right. It's pretty straightforward. First of all, it's really good idea to select strong brands because they're far more registrable, ownable, transferable than weak ones, and certainly generic ones are not at all. The next step is you need to search them thoroughly. That does not mean the internet. The internet is great, but it is nowhere near adequate enough to find, ferret out the prior users that we have to find. We use a proprietary database, usually get a report of about 500 pages. You're always amazed at what you find about people who have the same name in the same business. It happens more often than you think. So thorough searching before you select and implement your name. Of course, we're going to be doing some triage on those companies that already have names. The next step is you file to register. It is a federal application in the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. It is examined. It goes through the process, kind of like the FDA on drugs. And you should build a broad portfolio of names. One brand isn't enough. If you build a portfolio, it's stronger. I'll give you an example of a portfolio that's very strong, but it has its problems, and that's the Apple portfolio around the I word. iPod, iPad, iPhone. Now, the problem is they can only go so far with it. But the fact that they've been able to get all of their brands under the I prefix makes all of them stronger. It gives them extraordinary rights by doing them as a portfolio rather than sort of scattered. And the last part, the part that is the gold standard in the transfer of an asset like this, is called incontestability. If you get your trademark registration through the Federal Trademark Office unscathed, which is entirely doable if you've done the other things right, and you wait 5 years, that is, you keep your registration in force for 5 years, then it can never be canceled on the basis of a prior user. Now, how does this happen? Sometimes there are prior users that either you know about or you don't know about, and you pick your name, you go forward, you build up your business, and they come out of the woodwork. And they say, a la Amazon Bookstore, thank you very much, we want our name back. And they can do that for 4 years and 355 days. But on the fifth year, that right's extinguished. So if I'm the buyer, I am most interested in that you've selected a strong brand, you've done all the other stuff we talked about right, you registered, and you've had 5 years to turn your brand into an incontestable trademark, which means I don't have to worry about somebody showing up with the Amazon Bookstore story. That's the gold standard. Those are pretty easy steps, but you can't get your 5 years unless you start with day one. Pick the brand, register the brand, wait the time.
And you're suggesting that if you have a primary brand and a good story, and it's a strong brand that you protect, now if you have multiple products or multiple services, that you establish some sub-brands so that you've got multiple brands out there that are protected when it comes time to sell the business.
Yeah, when the buyer looks at your portfolio, they're not going to know exactly how much your company is worth on the X factor, the reputation factor. But the fact that you've gone through the trouble of converting this reputation of me, I'm the owner, to brand is the owner, which I can acquire. I can't acquire the me. I can acquire the brand. And I have multiple brands, means it's very likely that you infuse all of the reputation in transferable assets, and we can buy them and we will pay for them.
Okay, now you've sold me on getting the story right, getting the name right, getting your elevator
that
speech done, doing the branding, converting the branding into legally ownable transferable assets. How much is this going to cost?
Oh, an arm and a leg.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Okay. Well, in rough numbers, searching is going to cost $500 to $3,000, depending on how complex the searching is. But let me tell you, finding out who's out there before they find you is an enormous piece of information. If you hit the Amazon bookstore problem, you're looking at a ratio of about 5,000 to 1. For every dollar that you spent now, you're going to spend about 5,000 cleaning up the mess. And in terms of due diligence at the closing of a business sale, this is an ugly time to find these things out, and they will be found out.
Michael, how do we figure a payback on this? If we go through all these steps and we protect it, I know we've talked about a range of value, and if your assets and your intangible assets are all protected and you're organized and ready to go, you might be the top of the range. What's the payback on this if we go through all of this work?
You know, it varies for every business, but it's always positive. You cannot lose by doing this. Basically, you are going to convert reputation, which is totally untransferable, to something that is transferable. How much the buyer pays for it is really dependent on what the buyer is looking for and how good a job you have done. You know, if you look at the Wall Street types, you will see that brand counts for an enormous amount. Look at the recent sale or attempted sale of this Groupon.com business, which hardly has any assets at all and is going to be sold in the billions. What are they buying? They are buying reputation converted into a trademark, which happens to be a .com trademark.
Now, Michael, most businesses evolve as they grow. And most businesses change, and over a period of 5 years might change entirely. Is this something that we can do one piece at a time, 1 year at a time, and over a period of 10 years, you're in a pretty good place?
It's an evolutionary process. I mean, if you have a company that's willing to start this from scratch or start this and put in 5 and 10 years, they will get a big payback. It will definitely come to them. Plus, there is another increment, and that is every time they sell a product, the brand precedes them. Example. I'm an accountant, consultant, and I'm going to consult with your company, and I'm just Michael Lasky Consultant, and I'm very good at what I do, and you're going to learn that I'm good, and you'll pay me some rate per hour. Now, I'm the same guy, and I walk in with the Accenture brand on me, and you're going to assume that I'm good, that I went to Stanford University and everything else, just because the brand preceded me. So if you do this stuff right, you'll get the payback when you sell, but you're going to get the payback every single day. This is a good business practice.
So in order to make this affordable for medium-sized businesses, the mid-market businesses, if you sit down with them once a year when they're updating their marketing budget, when they're updating the products and services that they're selling, and make a determination, how have you changed from last year, what are you doing, they can potentially do one piece per year over many years and come out the other end with a lot more value than they might have without it.
Absolutely. It's not a gunshot type of thing. You can't do all this at once. Furthermore, companies evolve and they change their brands. Sometimes they change their positioning. I mean, take General Electric. General Electric used to make toasters. And now they're making mostly jet engines and other things that are very, very high-tech. They sold the toaster division off to Black & Decker. They just did not want to have this split personality. So things do change. It's a very incremental expense. The paybacks are large. The investments are relatively small, both financially and the time invested. But the commitment is the biggest missing piece. You've got to be committed to wanting to find a way to extract the value out of your company at the end of the day. Well, first you got to believe there is an end of the day, that you actually will sell your company. I remember seeing a cartoon in The New Yorker where this guy was buying life insurance, and he said, I have only one more question to the salesman. What if I don't die? Well, what if I never sell my business? You will want to someday, and you will want to extract that value.
Sooner or later. Michael, in this podcast, we've been talking about converting brands into legally ownable and transferable assets. If something was going to go wrong at this point in this three-step process, what would it be?
Well, I guess the most simplistic answer is not believing that gravity applies to me. I'm not going to sell my business, and it doesn't matter that I've tried to convert my reputation into something that can be transferred. So failure to understand the X factor, this wild card that can really raise the value of your company. That's the fundamental mistake. The other mistakes are waiting too long. Remember, we talked about this five-year incontestability issue. Well, you can't shorten 5 years by any method I know. It's always 5 years. And the last thing is trying to be a do-it-yourselfer. It is possible to do some of this stuff on your own. The problem is that the trademark office will not tell you that you've made a mistake. And you will have a defective registration. So when you come 25 years to that due diligence process, they will point the mistake out, and you can't erase it. So this is not a game that you want to learn on the fly. You want to do an expert job.
Michael, we've been talking in this series about how to make your company far more valuable for your future sale and avoid the train wreck. And you've given us three steps on how to go about that. Can you give us a quick recap of those steps?
Sure. Be committed to converting your reputation into a transferable asset so that it can be sold to a buyer. Buyers buy stuff they can get they can acquire. They won't buy thin air. It is thin air until you change it. Define your company. Get your positioning clear. What is your elevator speech? What do you stand for? Transfer that into brands. Presumably pick strong ones that are ownable. And the last step is indeed get the ownership, get it registered, get it incontestable, and then it is a golden asset.
So for our listeners, if you'd like to have more information on how to make your company far more valuable for your future sale and avoid the train wreck that Mr. Lasky's been talking about, please go to todaysbusinessradio.com, click on Contributors, click on Michael Lasky. You'll find all of his contact information and information on his firm, as well as the three podcasts that we've recorded today. Mr. Lasky, thanks for joining us on this edition of todaysbusinessradio.com. You have been listening to a podcast with Michael Lasky on todaysbusinessradio.com. Please tune us in on News Radio 830 WCCO every Saturday morning to hear more about how to maximize the value of your business, or go to todaysbusinessradio.com and click on Topics or Contributors to listen to other valuable topics of interest to business owners. All content provided by Today's Business Radio is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Today's Business Radio is not liable for the contents of this podcast, nor does it endorse any commercial product or service mentioned or advised in this podcast. All radio shows, podcasts, and other content provided by Today's Business Radio is copyrighted and may not be reproduced or downloaded for any reason without prior written consent of Today's Business Radio. Thanks for listening to todaysbusinessradio.com.